Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Your brown belt?
No,
I have not.
I have a black one in karate.
What? You're so fucking stupid. Welcome to this week's episode of Take It or Leave It. I am one of your hosts who's always here on time. And my name is Meredith Masony.
And I'm Tiffany Jenkins, the other host who likes to just keep things interesting.
Easy breezy.
This podcast discusses all things marriage, motherhood, everything in between. I need you to remember, though, that we're not professionals at anything that you might actually...
Hey,
hi, Dave. Okay.
Ooh, Meredith's got a crush.
All things you may actually need. So any advice you give, you can take.
We give or leave.
No. Because it might be crap.
It will be crap. Week's episode, we are discussing. We don't know.
Oh,
gosh. You did the eye roll.
Oh, my God.
We're discussing drama.
Oh my God, it's the...
Answer
everybody,
it live.
Please hold. Oh my God. All right, so I'm just going to come out and say it.
You're gay. I knew it. I'm so proud of you, Meredith. I've known that this was coming for a really long time, ever since you won Guts on Nickelodeon. I knew... You're a lesbian, and I support you.
Okay, so I have been working on a project since May of 2021 was the first phone call that I made about this project. And this project is very near and dear to my heart. It is by far the most expensive, time-consuming passion project that I have ever created in my entire life, outside of obviously children. Because those are also expensive and time consuming. Yeah. But I started this in 2021 because of my love of laundry. And I have created a laundry detergent sheet. And the name of the company is The Laundry Lady. And I will be officially launching The Laundry Lady detergent sheets. On March 18th, and you'll go to the website and you're going to see a picture of the product and you're going to get the information and you can put your email in and you can sign up to get heads up for when it will be officially ready to purchase. But I am accepting delivery of the product on Tuesday. That was the shipping company that had called. The reason that I'm telling you all of this, I had to take that shipping call because it has taken 20 days to get this product from overseas because we sourced it in Sweden. I found this amazing factory that I've been working with for the last year of this venture. It took me almost a year to really pick the factory and get a good working relationship. I could now write a book on what it is to create a product, source it from overseas, get it to your door, because it is just so insane. The process is so insane. It's so frustrating. But I was at the doctor's office with Sophia yesterday for her well check, and the guy called me and was basically saying, we're not going to deliver to you because we don't deliver to residential houses. And I was like, but I work out of my home, so I need you to deliver it to me. And he refused to deliver it to me because... of XYZ, and he had to go blah, blah, blah. But there's just been a problem along the way, every which way. But today I just got the call while we were live on the podcast that it will be in my home, delivered to my door on Tuesday. And so we're going to start We're going to make sure that the coming soon page is ready for action. And I feel like I've been like a minute away from a stroke for the last solid 12 months about this project. So I am excited that it is finally going to be happening. But I was extremely meticulous in the process, and I chose them and I chose the way I was creating this because I wanted to create something that was not just good for you, good for your family, but was also good for the earth. And so it is a no mess, no liquid, no icky toxic chemicals, plant-based, eco-friendly product where you can literally drop one detergent sheet into your washing machine, add your clothes, and it's good for you. It's good for the planet. So I had to get that off my chest because I felt like this morning I was going to have a heart attack after they had refused delivery again yesterday.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. I did not know you were going to announce that right now.
It wasn't the plan, but it's okay because we have been working so diligently and so hard. And I already knew that by the time this podcast goes up, the coming soon page on the website will be available.
Got it.
So everybody that's in here now is hearing this information, but next week it will be of complete public knowledge.
Oh my gosh, I'm so happy for you. And guess who the mascot is going to be that dresses up like a giant dryer sheet and dances on the side of the road, you guys? Guess who?
Now, the probably my most favorite part so far is that Tiffany is going to be and star in one of my commercials that I am creating at the end of this month. So that is going to be a whole lot of fun. So she has been so kind as to grace us with her presence at the end of this month so we can create commercials. And, you know, this is a big deal for me just because it's a passion project, right? I mean, it's not, you know, don't get me wrong. I love my merch. I love selling t-shirts. I love coming up with creative ideas and things like that. This is different. This is, to me, it's intimate because I'm coming into your home and I'm helping you with a chore that you do every day. And I want to make that task easier and I want to make it better for you and better for the planet. So it's so intimate to me in a non-sexual way.
No, yeah, that was really beautiful what you said. And I think somehow you should write that down about how I'm coming into your home and helping you. Like, that just made me want to buy it because everybody who's watched you for so long knows how passionate you are about laundry for some fucking reason. And it just makes so much sense. And that's why. At this moment, I mean, I don't even know if I should say it, but I am so invested in your situation and your project, and I believe in it so much. And I don't know if I should say this because I don't want to make you feel guilty, but like as far as advertising this, like I am all in. There won't be any conflict because I haven't re-signed on any companies.
No.
Because I want to help you so much with this and I want to promote the shit out of you. And I don't mean that to say like you have to pay me or you should feel guilty or indebted. I mean, you're my best friend and I'm so fucking proud of you and I'll do whatever I can to help you promote it. And there's always going to be brand deals for me. But if there is a laundry detergent company that I could represent, I would want it to be yours.
Oh, that's so sweet. We'll talk separately off air.
I'm sorry. Was that inappropriate?
No, but I just we're gonna have to talk about that one. But I appreciate
you. I don't want money.
No, that's not what I was saying. But yes, I appreciate you and the fact that you're willing to put your neck out for me and say, you know, I believe in her and I believe in her product because it is. You know what it is for me? It's my love language. If I can help you do your laundry, because to me, having a laundry clean for my family and having them go to grab the thing that they need and it's done and it's washed and it's folded and it's ready for them is just, it's a love language for me. It's like, I did this for you here. Mm. I want, you know, so like when I go to your house and it's like, well, how do you want me to help you? Let me do your laundry. Let me take this off of your plate. You know, it's the reason when we saw a need in our area for a laundry service, I was like, how can we make this town a little bit better? What does it need? Well, it needs a laundry service. There are so many properties that need to be washed, because vacation rentals, whether you Airbnb or VRBO or whatever, when you go away on vacation, somebody is renting out their home to you, right? Mm-hmm. Well, you want your sheets clean, you want your bedding clean, you want your towels clean. And so to me, that's just another extension of love language, of like somebody is going to have a good vacation, a nice time away with their family. And, you know, I want your towels to be fluffy and clean. I want them to smell great. You know, it's just, I don't know why it became my thing. If we're being honest, I'd have to probably do quite a bit of therapy to nail all the way down and drill down to it. But it's just my love language.
It definitely is an interesting specific.
Well, niche. Some people cook.
Yeah. I'm saying, if you have love to give, come the fuck over, because. Okay.
Look, I told you, when you
I'm
come down.
I'm sorry for cussing so much.
When you come down, bag up all your stuff and we'll get it all washed up for you nice and clean.
You're not going to believe this, actually, but all the laundry in my house is done.
Oh, I love that. Well, you've been so busy. I saw you post.
I don't know
where now, but you're like, I took off Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok off of my phone, and I've had the most productive 2 days of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, way to go. Like, way to just take the distraction away and go get shit done. Like,
oh,
you
gosh.
Had to feel like $1 million.
I did. I'm so easily distracted, dude. And if there is a way to avoid responsibilities, I'll find it. And that's what I do. I've said it before, so I don't want to sound like a broken record, but I love to pretend like I live in a fantasy land where money's not real and bills aren't real. And I kind of just sashay around life and just swipe my card with no regard for, like, where it's going or where it ends up. And I've also said I feel like that kid on Blank Check, because not that I have a bunch of money at all, because I have less, whatever, but I just neglect everything. And I keep saying to myself, my mom's going to come and fix all this any minute now. She's going to come in and do my laundry and help me. But I really recently realized, like, nobody's coming to save me. And the only way that I'm going to give my kids a good childhood, which has always been my concern, I'm like, I'm not going to do the laundry because it takes away from my time with the kids. But then in the mornings when we're looking for clothes we can't find any, I'm like, get your fucking socks off. And they're like, Mom, we can't find them. Uh-huh. And I'm like, you guys should have gotten this ready last night. And they're like, why didn't you tell us? I'm just kidding. It's not really like that, but it is. But it's nicer. And it's a lot of self-guilt. So anyway, I want this house running like a well-oiled machine. And I think that I want to adopt the motto, like, everything has a purpose and everything has a reason. Because it's so sexy to me, the idea of everything you look at has a spot and a purpose. So I'm not just buying random shit to fill some void inside my body, whole heart. Whatever. It sounded cooler in my head. I'll go and just buy shit to make me feel excited for 5 seconds and give me a hit of dopamine. And then I've just got all this shit to put away. And I don't want to do that anymore. And I probably said this every month for the past 5 years, but I feel very optimistic because I have, a partner who is supporting me in this endeavor.
You're welcome.
Yeah, totally. It was absolutely this is targeted by you. 100%.
No, I think it's great. I love it. I loved seeing. I don't even know where you posted that, but it just came across and I was like, all right, damn good. Like, this is great. Like, I can't wait to see the spooky bedroom reveal.
Oh, it's done.
Did you post that somewhere? I didn't see
a
reveal. Okay.
Because I have to put my bed bench together and then I'm going to do it maybe today.
Okay. So I was like, I can't wait to see the spooky bedroom reveal. I can't wait to just, like, I'd love, you know what you should do is like a new, cribs like you had done before, right?
Yeah.
You should do a new one now. Like, it only took 5 years, but I got some shit together. You know, here we are. This is what I'm doing. Just because people are going to be so proud of you for pushing past that uncomfortable feeling and being like, I'm going to go take care of these things.
I also think that what would happen probably also is a lot of hatred, because people, I feel like it's showing off anytime I like do any kind of tour or anything, like, look at what I have. And anytime I do that, people are like, wow, must be nice to be rich.
Okay, well,
I will show everyone the Goodwill stickers still on everything while we go through, because my mom never took Goodwill stickers off of the things that she bought. And I don't know if it was like laziness or just like pride for how cheap she got it, but I do the same thing. I keep all the stickers on everything for some reason.
But I, yeah. So, but my point is there are going to be so many people that are just there for you in that moment of, wow, like, look how great she's doing. And it's a good feeling to see that, you know.
Thank you.
And people want to celebrate with you in that moment. You know, I mean, hearing that you don't have piles of laundry sitting at your house, I'm like a proud mama bear, you know.
Thank
like
you.
Look at my cub just getting out there. And
I'm gonna be so honest, like, I can't even take credit for it, really.
Why?
Because it's not, I don't have, I'm working on getting self-discipline and willpower. But there is somebody in my life who is a driving force on this project, who's like, I get it. I understand you've had a really frigging, insanely crazy year or so.
Mm-hmm.
I can understand the feelings of, you know, unworthiness and, you know, not, I don't want to do this thing. And when the kids aren't here, it's just me. And so it's like, what's the point of doing laundry? I'm basically a teenager. I could do whatever I want. I could lay in bed all day if I want. Anyway, there's a person who really inspires me, and not in like a naggy way, but in like a, you are worthy of a clean home. You are worthy of a home that smells good. You deserve to be at peace in your space, kind of thing.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Right. And I think that that's great. I think that these, don't do it. Don't you do it. You leave that cattle.
So anyway, the point is, I can't take credit. It's not like I just.
Well, but saying that negates what you've done.
True.
Don't negate what you've done. We all need some prompting. We
true.
Do. We all need that. There are definitely days where I, like, yes, for example, people know, like, I have been frustrated and down and overwhelmed lately. I've gotten tons of emails of just people being supportive in my inbox. Like, I can see you're struggling right now, because I've been very open. I've been talking a lot about my relationship with my husband. We had our first marriage counseling session last week or this week.
Shut up.
Yeah. So, like, I've been talking very openly about all of these things. People don't know that a lot of my frustration lately has been over this laundry detergent, because for the past couple of months, we've been trying to really get it to the finish line, and it's been very difficult to get this
nightmare
project there. And so people don't know that, like, when I'm sitting there and I'm fuming over this and I'm just, like, talking about stuff, that was the catalyst, like, because I haven't been public about it. But there are all of these other things that are kind of like, okay, but I don't remember where I was going with this now.
You're talking about everybody needs a little bit of prompting.
Right. So I get this email yesterday from this woman who is like, just an FYI, you had mentioned that your TikTok account was locked and that you believe that they're in there trying to fix the problem. I'm the one that got it locked for you. She explains who she is. I'm not going to give away any of her information on this podcast. She explains to me that they are looking into it. TikTok has pinged her. They've gone back and forth a couple times. She's like, I don't think this is going to be speedy. I do think you're probably going to get your account back, but I think it's going to take a long time just because everything happens over in Asia. And so just the getting back and forth of this whole thing with everything is, it's going to take you a bit of time, but we are, you know, like, I've reached out on your behalf to work on this for you. She goes, but I want to tell you, I've seen you struggling lately. I've seen how downtrodden you look. I'm a mom of a senior too. I'm feeling a lot of the things that you're feeling right now. I kind of feel like we're living these parallel lives. We have a lot of these same similar things going on. And I want you to know that, you know, it's okay to just be surviving in this moment as long as you are, you know, sort of moving forward. And I want to be here to be your support. And like, it was just the sweetest, kindest, nicest email from this woman.
She works for TikTok?
No, she doesn't work for TikTok, but she has a contact at TikTok. So,
oh, is she like a creator?
No, she's not. So it's just somebody that's was just helpful because of the business that she works in. She was able to have a contact there. And so I was like, you know, thank you so much. I'm a stranger to you. You did not have to do that and help me and the appreciation that I have for you. And she's like, but you're not a stranger to me.
Aww.
You're a friend who's in my home, right? And so I was just like, thank you. Like, it was so sweet. But that's the thing, right? Like, I use that as so much motivation, right? When I get these emails from people, when I'm on these lives, like, that is my motivation. Like, I say it all the time. It's like my quote unquote free therapy is getting out there and talking to everybody because my internet friends are such a massive support to me that they motivate me to do things. You know, I don't think if I had never started this journey that I would have ever created a laundry detergent, even though laundry was such a big integral part of my love language, even back then, years before starting this, I would have never thought to go that next step and be like, what could I create in this space?
Mm-hmm.
But that happened as a result of being here with all of these people, all of my internet friends. Like, they're the catalyst. And the reminders that I get in my inbox, you know, it makes it all worth it. So I don't think a majority of people are necessarily completely intrinsically motivated. I think external factors are completely what motivate us, whether it's money or another person telling you, hey, to go do this, or your internet friends being like, you know, I think that there are things that are intrinsically motivated, and then there are things that are, is it extrinsically? No.
You're using a lot of really big words right now.
It just means inside motivation or outside motivation.
Yeah, totally. Internal, external.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I don't know if it's intrinsic and extrinsic, but I don't know. I could have just made up words. I don't know.
It sounded so good, though. I was like, wow, she's
not sure. Not sure. I'm not a scholar at all, but I think one of those words is true and real, and the other one is not. So somebody will correct me, though, because I also get those emails. You said something the other day that was completely wrong, and I just want to take time out of my day to correct you. And
amen. Like,
thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for service, ma'am. That's wild. Well, frickin' A, man. I'm so proud of you.
Well, thank you. I'm proud of you, too. I'm so excited. I wish I could just pop over to your house and see it.
Well, let's not get crazy. I said all of the laundry was washed.
Mm. Oh.
I did not at any point say it was put away.
I got it.
Okay.
Is it folded?
Yes.
Love it. Yep. Don't care if you ever put it away.
Okay, perfect. Yeah.
I think that's great.
Yep. And I bought some food. So I was visiting my son. It's not funny. It's actually sad. I think this is coping laughter. I was visiting my sister in Pennsylvania and I wanted to be an adult. It was a very interesting trip, by the way, because there was a lot of miscommunication and misunderstanding between my two sisters and I. And it's so weird because getting the three of us together is like childhood. Like, I was getting so jealous of like their inside jokes, and I felt like they were teaming up and like leaving me out. And I was just like a real baby back bitch. But anyway, when it came time to leave, I was like, I'm going to be an adult person and I'm going to wash the bedding that I used, and I'm going to surprise my sister and have it done, because I felt like that would be a very cool thing that she didn't have to deal with after we left. And I washed it, and we're in the car on the way to the airport, and I was like, just so you know, I threw my bedding in the washer, so you don't have to. You're welcome. And she's like, what do you mean? You didn't throw the comforter in, right? And I'm like, yes, I did.
Oh, no.
And she's like, well, shit. And I was like, what? Is that how you say thank you in Pennsylvanian? She said it was a duvet.
Oh, no.
And I'm going to be so for real. I was like, what's that?
Oh, no.
What do you mean? What's a duvet?
Did you take the down comforter out of it?
I don't know what a duvet is.
A duvet is...
I do now.
It's a coverlet. It's like a... Oh, my God, Tiffany.
Sure. Okay. Scientifically, my brain can't comprehend that there's a pillowcase for blankets, because blankets move and shift, and I don't understand how it stays on. But that's neither here nor there. The point is, no, I threw the whole blanket.
Oh, no.
And not only did I do that, but apparently, like, there was safety pins in it.
Yeah.
Like, that seems dangerous, first of all. Hold on. I got to text my sister, because I offered to buy her a new washer if it broke, which she told me it didn't. By the way, can you send me a link to the comforter and duvet so I can buy you a new one? Because I'm sure it's destroyed. Anyway, she said, unfortunately, my washer is not broken. But yeah, dude, I didn't know that. You know what I mean? So that's why we need the laundry lady. I'm going to merit it. I just got a great idea.
Okay.
I don't know if I want to say it publicly, because I don't want anyone to steal the idea.
Okay, we'll talk about it off the air then.
Okay, will you remind me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so duvets are basically just for people who want to sleep with down comforters, whether they're alternative down or actual goose down, which is basically a fabric-filled bag of either goose feathers or, fake goose feathers. And you stick it inside of, yes, a massive pillowcase. And that pillowcase either has safety pins or buttons or ties. And you don't wash the down comforter because it's feathers and it will ruin.
That blanket was so comfortable.
Yeah. Yeah. Not anymore. Yeah.
So you never wash that?
No.
What if you pee?
Well, I mean, you can send those off to, I believe, a dry cleaning. You can do those dry cleaning because I think they basically treat it with a chemical, and then they somehow clean it without saturating it. But we don't take in any of those at our laundry facility. We'll do comforters, coverlets, anything that doesn't have feathers.
I'd have to see it.
Alternative down that is more of like a comforter filling, we do those. But yeah. Because like right now we're doing laundry for, so the beach dredgers, you know what dredging is, right?
Yeah.
So if you live in a beach town, you'll see these big, massive ships, like certain times of the year, right off the coast. Mm-hmm. And you're like, what's that ship doing? And they're probably dredging. And dredging is basically like getting all that sand to move so that they can, scoop it from out there and they bring it up to the beach so that they can, because the beach erodes. The waves take the sand that's up on the beach and they bring it out to the ocean. So you dredge and then you dump and you dredge and you dump. And they do this for months on end.
Do they not have a water vacuum system yet?
No. So the dredgers live on the ship. And so people, the man, you know, managers, whoever manages that, they go out on a little boat and they bring them food and they bring them their clean laundry. And so for the this past year, we've been doing the laundry for the dredgers. And we just got a new dredging company in. So we're washing all their bedding and all of their clothing and all of that. And the one guy drops it off. We wash it all and we send it back out and it goes back out on a boat and it gets brought to the dredgers.
That's so cool.
Yeah. So I saw him. He pulled up last week and he had like 9 massive bags of stuff. And I was like, who the fuck is this guy? And he's like, I'm with such a, and I was like, oh, you're with the dredgers. Got it. And that makes sense. Cause it's like 20 people's laundry, you know? So you're like, ah, cause it's weird. Nobody brings in that much solo. Right. So I'm like, what are you running a whorehouse or what are we doing?
And do you, like, do you ever find sea creatures in your washing machines and dryers?
We do get a lot of sand, so we have to clean the traps a ton because obviously we're on the beach, right? Mm-hmm. So you do a lot of beach properties and vacation rentals. Somebody said, sorry to argue with a laundry professional, but down comforters and coats can be washed. Just have to make sure the machine can handle it. Yes. Yes, you do have to make sure the machine can handle it. And that, so like our machines, we do have like big time professional machines down at down there, but we still don't do, just because of the risk of ruining a down, true down comforter, we don't take those in because we don't want to replace them. But I'm sure there are places that are probably better equipped to do so.
Right.
But we don't do it. and I wouldn't wash one in my own washing machine at home, personally. But that's why I'm saying dry. A lot of the dry cleaning facilities are great with those. So, yes, you can. Anyway, I lost my track.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Oh, do you ever find sea creatures? No, things we have found. Hypodermic needles?
No.
Drugs?
No. Wait.
Yes.
Do you keep them?
No.
Do you give them back?
No.
So you keep them?
So we throw them away?
Okay.
Or flush them?
Okay.
Condoms?
That's rude.
Wigs?
Yay.
Underpants? Not in a good shape, way, or form.
Yikes.
Shit. Someone has shit in a bag.
Sorry.
Previously.
What do you mean in a bag?
Well, they shit in their underpants, and then somehow that got put into the laundry bag.
Ah, I hate that when that happens.
When that happens, I mean, just throw them out. What are we trying to do with this? You know? So we have found some things at the laundromat. Yeah.
Wow. That's wild. I really want to trade somebody my laundry washer machines things.
You don't like them?
No. I have a front loader.
You want to go to a top loader?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like the front loader anymore. And I really just want an old school white one. You know, you push the button and it goes ting. Like you just push the button in and then you go and turn it. Like, I miss those days. Now it's like, ding, 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 ding. Like, when the fucking thing's over, it's so annoying.
Ding, come ding, get ding, your laundry, ding. Bitch. It's done. Get your ass up here. And yeah, everything does make a chime now, doesn't it?
That's so annoying.
Yeah, I have a top loader. I agree. I as well did not enjoy the front loader. So I also did... When we moved into the new house and we had to buy a washer and dryer because the ones that were here were broken, I got a top loader and I much prefer it.
Me too. With an agitator. I want an agitator.
No, I did not want the agitator. Agitators are a lot of wear and tear on your clothing.
Yeah.
So you can do a top loader with no agitator.
Yeah, we don't want that.
Well,
it's crazy.
Think of the word.
I know. It's what people
call you.
Of course. On the streets, the agitator.
The agitator. It's like an Arnold Schwarzenegger nickname.
The agitator. Was that really good or did it just feel? Okay.
It was really good.
Thank you. I thought it was
spot on. Yeah.
I thought so.
Oh my God. So the trip overall was great. You had a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yeah. The dynamic was kind of messed up, I think, because I got in my own head a lot because I brought my kids.
Oh, I didn't know you had the kids with you.
Yep. I had the kids in Paris and then we were at Jess's house. So I was the only one who had to like be in mom mode. And I don't know if you can imagine the scenario, but I've got these two kids. My sisters are vibing and I'm like, stop fucking twerking at the breakfast table, Chloe. It's like I have to parent. And so then I'm parenting in front of them and I feel in my head I'm creating these stories like they're judging the way I'm parenting this. They think I should have. And I'm reading into every single face they make. I'm like, they think I should have been more stern. They think I shouldn't have let her do that. So then I would go to them and be like, do you think it's okay that? And they're like, don't ask us. It's not our kid. Whatever you want to do. And I'm like, fuck, okay. I want to know like what you would do. Cause my sister, my big sister she works with, kids with additional needs, autistic children. And so I feel like she's a professional. And so I feel very intimidated. And it was just, I was in my own head a lot. So if we ever go again, either no kids and me and my sister or no Paris and the kids, because I can't do both, because then like a weird thing happened. I mean, there was tears. I was like emotional, but it also triggered like, I'm not sure that they would want me talking about this, but it feels kind of important to me. There was a point where we were at the table and it had been one of those anxiety days for me. We wanted to take the kids out and do fun things. And of course, sometimes my anxiety flares up because I'm worried about how I'm being perceived as a mom. I'm worried about my kids' safety. I'm basically like not a fun person to be around. And we were at the dinner table at a restaurant and I heard them talking and they were like one sister was saying, do you think she would be offended if we gave her the option to stay home for snow tubing tomorrow? And the other sister was like, no, I don't think so. I don't think she'd be upset. And then the other sister was like, it would just be more fun though, right? And I'm sitting across from them, staring at them. I'm like looking down, but looking up like this. And I heard one of them say, it would just be more fun, right? And I was like, are you guys talking about me? And they both looked at me like they were shocked I was at the table. It was a big round one. And they're like, And Paris is like, yeah. And I said, well, that's hurtful. That was kind of mean, don't you think? Or I said, that was hurtful.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my sisters was like, I was like, you guys are talking bad about me. And the other sister was like, not really. And I'm like, it would be more fun if she wasn't there. And then they both just like couldn't say anything else. They were like busted.
Yeah.
And so I was like, they didn't want to talk about it in front of the kids, understandably, but I was like in such shock. And then they continued having a conversation like, there's no way out of this. We just have to own it. I could totally see why she would take it that way. And I'm like, I'm sitting right here. And so I got up and went to the bathroom and cried. And because do you know why? Because I went through fucking exposure therapy for this shit. Because I know I ruin a good time. Drew, it used to be that like I couldn't go out with Drew and the kids because of my anxiety. It would just ruin everybody's time because I'd be so worried about they're going to get taken, they're going to get hurt, they're going to get injured. This isn't fun. And I would just freak the fuck out. So I had to go to exposure therapy, the most traumatizing thing I've ever done, to get better. And I thought I was better. I was taking the kids to Disney by myself. I was, you know, taking them to Sky Zone and doing all this shit by myself like an independent boss bitch. And then this, having someone say it would be more fun without her, was just, it catapulted me back to all those times that I missed.
Mm-hmm.
And it made me feel like I hadn't gotten as far as I did. And I'm the kind of person who can't hold on to shit. Like if something's bugging me, I have to address it with you immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And so we ended up going to an arcade and we sat down and the kids ran off and they were like being quiet. And I'm like, so what the fuck is up? Do you want to talk about this? And they owned up to the shit they said, and they didn't know how deep rooted it was for me.
Yeah.
Like they didn't know how hard I was. And not only that, I have like five core things, and you know, the word trigger, I believe, gets thrown around a lot and you don't take it seriously after a while. I'm sure a lot of people, but there's five things that really super trigger me. And that's feeling like I'm ganged up on. Feeling like I'm in the dark about something, like there's some kind of like inside joke and I'm not in on it. Feeling like two people are secretly judging me and like not talking to me about how they feel, like, and anyway, and I don't remember what the other two are, but it hit all of those things.
Right.
And so we ended up being okay and everything was fine. And I was like, I'm going to go show them how motherfucking fun I am. And I went snow tubing and I was like, thank you guys, down the mountain. Like I'm just kidding. We're fine. We hashed it out. I didn't say fuck you guys.
Yeah.
But they didn't know. And so to them, it was just like, it would be more fun. But to me, it was like, you're ruining your children's childhood. All of that work that you put in, all of those sleepless nights, all of those changes you made to be a better mom don't matter because you're right back to the same fucking spot that you were.
Yeah. Yeah. But they obviously were not aware of the growth you've experienced.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't, you know, not to excuse what they did, because it's definitely hurtful. And it just goes to show you, it's so funny, right? Because like family will do that shit where they're just going to like talk about you right in front of your face directly across the table and then be like, oh, was that upsetting? Like family does that shit. I don't know if it's because you just feel so safe that you're like, I'll just fucking be rude right to your face. That's how safe I feel in the fact that we're family and related and we're going to love each other.
I think they thought that I couldn't hear them because I was talking to the kids.
Oh, I don't know. Right across the table.
Yeah, it was a big table. I'm still flat, like confused, but I truly believe that they thought because I was talking with the kids that they could have a double conversation and I wouldn't hear it. Do you know what I mean?
Okay. Like, well, either way, that's not cool. But at the same time, they're probably looking at it from the lens of she's a wreck when we go to do these things in big groups and public places, mm-hmm. and especially like sliding down a mountain. Maybe it would just be best if she hung back and we could all go. But you have had so much growth. I mean, you know, I watched you go through exposure therapy. Shit, we've talked about it here on the podcast because mm-hmm. you were going through it while we were podcasting. So I know that there are a lot of things that you have tremendously made gains with over the past year.
Thank you.
I'm glad you went and had a great time.
Me too.
And
Thank
slid
you.
Down the mountain.
I told my sister, I'm like, you couldn't have possibly known this, but my family went to Colorado and there was snow tubing and I basically chickened out and made it so difficult because Drew had to take the kids down one at a time and come back up. So one of the kids would have to wait while he went down with the other one and they were like pissed. And it was very stressful because I couldn't fucking bring myself to do it. Eventually I did at the end, but I basically made it a really tough trip. So I was super looking forward to redeeming myself.
Mm, yeah. So you had that baggage as well going into that conversation.
And they couldn't have known that.
No, but that's good. And I'm glad you said that to them.
Yeah.
Because that does give context.
Yeah.
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 So that's
so
good.
And then I was like, if I do go now, I'm either going to A, be trying to act like I'm some kind of event host having the best time, like over exaggerating, trying to prove to them, or I'm going to prove them right and just be my scared ass self. And so I was like, almost like maybe it would be more fun if I didn't go. You know what I mean?
No.
But I ended up going anyway. And I went down. It was super chill. And then I found out they had a chicken or a waffle and ice cream stand. And so I went and did that and just vibed.
Mm.
It was a lot. It was a lot of work for just 2 seconds of sliding. It wasn't my jam.
Yeah, well.
Everybody had a blast.
So. I understand that. I'm sure the kids had fun. Yeah. And do not do that.
It's just weird how so many people are walking around the world with these deep-rooted, deep-seated, like, issues, traumas, core memories about things. And then someone will just come along and hit one of those spots and not know it. Mm. And because we're still working on how to communicate appropriately, we won't tell that person, like, hey, the reason that is upsetting me is because when I was 7 years old, my dad locked me in the bathroom. And so now for you to say she's a chicken, she's scared of the dark or whatever, like, people don't realize it. And I think, you know, eventually I would love for the world to get more open-minded and understanding that, like, sometimes, not like be aware of everybody's triggers, but maybe just notice that if something minuscule that you say really affects somebody, maybe just wonder and consider if there's something more and have a conversation. Hopefully, or what I did is what I recommend everybody do and just explain your ass. I explained so much, too much, to a fault. But I'm like, listen, I know that this seems like an extreme reaction to you, but here's why. It's not your fault. You couldn't have known. But, like, this is why I'm fucked up right now.
I agree with that, because when we were in couples counseling this week.
Are we going to talk about that?
I mean,
no?
Yeah, we can briefly, because I'm on a clock today because I have to take Kiki to the vet for shots. I have to be done. Yeah, I have to exit here in the next 7 to 12 minutes.
Okay. Okay.
So we can just give a quick, dirty version.
Ew, what?
Quick and dirty.
Okay.
So we went in and she was like, why are you here? And we both kind of said our piece. And I did say, I feel as though he does not like me right now. He may love me, but he does not like me. And then Dave chimes in with this, with his, what he, you know, he said. And she looked at us and her eyes got really wide. And she's like, do you guys understand that neither of you likes the other?
Holy shit.
Like, what? I was like, ugh. Like, she's like, but then she was like, and that's okay. You've been together a really long time. You have some heavy things going on right now. You're both overwhelmed, but neither of you like each other. So why don't we talk about why you don't like each other right now?
Mm.
And so I was like, ooh, shit, she got real, real quick. okay. So we started talking about, you know, it basically took us the entire 60 minutes to get down to, because I'm a repeater. I say the same thing over and over again, thinking at some point he's going to get what I mean.
Mm.
And he doesn't. And she's like, I hear, you know, you love therapists, right? She has the calmest, sweetest voice.
Mm-hmm.
I hear what you're saying, but I need you to tell me what it is that you need. And mm-hmm. I feel like I'm telling her that, but I'm not using the appropriate words, right? And so finally, I just blurted out time. I need his time. And she's like, okay, what does that mean to you? And it's like, I need him to pay the fuck attention to me. I need to think that he wants to do things with me that are not related to the kids or the house or sex.
Mm.
And she was like, that's valid.
Hell yeah.
David. And, you know, and so, and she's so,
David.
And so she's very good at what she does. This is not the first time we've met with her. So we go back and forth. And so she's like, you guys have a very specific cycle of you bring something up, you go on the attack, you go on the defensive, you go on the attack again, you go on the defensive again, and nothing gets settled.
Right.
And she's like, it's a very easy cycle to get into, right? Because when you feel attacked, what do you want to do? You want to defend. So, you know, she starts explaining a couple of things and we start talking about a couple of things. And, you know, to talk about triggers, I don't talk a bunch about my childhood. My parents are still living.
Right.
I always say that my parents did the best that they could with what they were given. They're very young parents. My mom was 19 and then 20 when she had my brother and I. So there was a lot of yelling in our house. A lot of yelling. And so when frustrations get to a real high tension in our home now as an adult, and when Dave yells, it takes me back to being a little kid that's getting yelled at by their father.
Mm.
And it's, you know, to use the word, it triggers me into feeling like I'm in trouble, like I'm about to be punished, mm-hmm. like I might get hit.
Yeah.
And so I know, and I made it abundantly clear when we were talking with a therapist about, I was like, I have no fear of Dave ever raising a hand to me. He never has. And I don't think that he ever would. So it's not that I feel unsafe when the yelling happens. It's that I feel like I'm seven again and I'm in trouble and I'm going to be punished. And so she's like, that's valid. What you experienced was traumatic, and that is a normal response. Mm-hmm. She goes, but what Dave is doing is venting, because he's not yelling at you. He's yelling about a situation, and he has anger, but it's not directed towards you. But you're taking all of the anger as directed towards you.
I would too.
Right. And so I was like, I don't know how to not take it towards me, because he's yelling and I'm here. And it feels like I'm getting yelled at. And Dave's like, when I'm frustrated about something at the laundromat or the pool company and I vent about it, he's like, it's not about you. He's like, all you make everything about you. And this isn't about you. It's about me venting frustration. And I just understood that prior. Right. Because like I do the same shit. I vent all the time about stuff. And he's like, and I take it like a champ because I know you're not yelling at me.
Right.
And I'm like, you're right.
Was that eye opening?
Yeah, because he's like, so it's okay for you to vent, but not me. I just want to be, sure. And I was like, no, you're 100% right.
Do you yell when you vent?
Yeah, I get loud. Absolutely. I get loud when I'm venting. I said, maybe we should both. He's like, where do you want me to vent? And I was like, I don't know, the garage. And he's like, but I need you. I'm venting to you. And I'm like, but it feels like I'm getting yelled at. And he's like, but I'm not yelling at you. So we had this whole thing and we kind of talked to the therapist about it. And, you know, we went over we went over quite a bit in that hour.
Love it.
And she gave us homework.
Love it.
And the homework was that we have to spend one solid hour talking to each other about the week and about what our goals and hopes and dreams are for the week.
Oh,
whether it's with the kids, not having the conversation, but she's saying whether you're talking about the kids or work or whatever, a solid hour, like on Sunday night to set up for the week. And you have to go on one date a week.
Ah, see, I would have made you have a conversation, not about work or the kids, but because it's the first week, she probably wants to ease you into it.
Well, she's like, you guys are so engulfed in so much right now that there's almost nothing else to talk about.
That's fair.
And I was like, I'm fine with that. And so we did go on a date.
Oh,
I guess
you did?
We went and we just had dinner. We went and had pho. I say pho, but it's not. It's pho, I guess.
Right.
So anyway, we went and did that. And of course, we were home and in Jam Jams by 8:30. But we sat and watched TV. And, you know, we were just separated and had some time. And then Dave came home today and said, make sure on your calendar you have every Thursday night blocked off. And
no, I said, I'm going to cry.
For what? And he goes, Thursday night is officially now our date night. I have signed us up for wine club. And I was like, what? And he's like, wine club, we're going to go. There's a wine club in town and we're going to go because I know you've talked about it a ton and I've never really put any thought or effort into it. But I was like, because why would you want to go to wine club? And he's like, I don't want to go to wine club, but I want to go with you. And so I was like, oh.
My God.
So he signed us up for Wine Club so we can go on Thursday nights and do a wine tasting. And that is our foreseeable future of Thursdays. So
how do you feel about that?
I don't even think it was right before the podcast was starting. And so I didn't even really, I said thank you, but I have to really tell him, like, it took me so off guard that I didn't even know how to say thank you appropriately.
Oh, but you're okay. Go back and tell him so that he keeps doing stuff like this for you.
Yeah. So it was very sweet because I have talked about it a bunch. I've actually gone to Wine Club with other people, like when I can get an invite, because it's invite only. And I'll beg somebody for an invite just because I enjoy that. I enjoy tasting different wines and kind of just going, you know, you have a meal. It's just social. It's fun. You know me, like that's my jam. Like I just want to go out and like talk about the way this Cabernet, you know, tasted and the legs it has and all that stupid shit. Just because even though I know nothing about it, it's fun. And he signed us up. And so I was like, wow, that was so sweet.
After one session, I'm so excited. I'm so proud of you guys. I've been saying it forever. And I'm so proud of you for pulling the trigger and doing it. And I after 1 week, you know, one session, all of this has already happened. I'm so excited to see what happens. Good job, Dave.
Yeah,
good job, Meredith.
He did good. Yeah. So we're definitely going to go back. I don't know if it's going to be every week. But it will be at least, we will go to therapy. At least we're going to try 2 times a month.
You have to.
Yes. No, we will. I just don't know that we can. These schedules that we're carrying right now are so insane.
It.
So I would love to go every week. Shit, I'd be in our office every day.
Right.
I'd be
right.
Listen to what he said. No.
I know, but I think it should be so high up on the priority thing because you guys are the pillars that hold the family up. And if your pillars are shaky, then what I mean?
Yeah. So I just keep trying to think back and remind myself, what is that song for the song where the words are, if the bones are good?
If the bones are good, it's Carrie Underwood, isn't it? Or somebody else like that.
I don't think it's Carrie Underwood. Yeah, like, but the words are like, if the bones are good, the house yeah. won't fall if the bones are good.
Yes.
I think are the words. And it keeps replaying in my head because I'm like, okay, like, are the bones good? Mary Morris.
Marin Morris. Thanks, Katie.
Thank you. If the bones are good, the rest don't matter. The paint can peel. The glass could shatter.
Mm.
Let it break. You and I remain the same. But it does say somewhere the house won't fall if the bones are good, right? Yeah, that's what plays over in my head is if the house won't fall if the bones are good.
Yes.
And I do think that marriage therapy
double entendre
is necessary to keep the bones where they need to be.
Mm-hmm.
So that, because that's true, like we walked in there, the paint was peeled.
Yeah. Oh,
paint was, she looked at us and was like, neither of you like each other, let's just get that out of the way.
Damn.
And I was like, all right,
you gotta go.
Yeah, I know, this monster beast has to go get the rest of her shot. God, this dog has gotten so big so fast.
Mm-hmm.
Kiki, show everybody your monster face. Come here. Can you see her?
That's a cute doggy.
She is so big. We're going to take bets on what she weighs when we get in there, but I'm going to say probably like 28 pounds. You big.
That's so cute.
All right. I got to go take her to the vet, but... all right, guys, we'll see you next time on another episode of Take It
or Leave It, an advice-ish podcast hosted by two struggling moms
who have no idea what we're doing. We'll see you next time, guys.
Love you. Bye.